everybody, this is Parhesia coming to you with a BTS member podcast. This is just an introduction, so I thought I'd talk about my username, because over the past couple of years at ATS, lots of people have asked me about the origins of my username and just exactly what it means, so I thought this would be the perfect place to illustrate it. Because lots of times people would ask me, and I would just give a short answer because, you know, there's a lot to say about it, and there's so much to it that you need to say a lot to really understand it. I first encountered the concept while reading The Tragedies of Euripides, and then I again encountered it while reading about the creation of democracy in Greece in an article by Cornelius Castoriadis. And, you know, from these works, I've taken Parhesia to mean the moral obligation to speak your mind without the fear of repercussions. And this is not to say that one is morally obligated to speak without thinking. It's more along the lines of speaking a well-thought-out and meaningful stuff, and not just insults and, you know, being morally obligated to say stuff like that. That's not what it is. And, you know, this meaning is something that I've taken to heart, and I think it's particularly meaningful in modern society, where many people show dissatisfaction with the societies in which they live, yet they don't do anything about it, necessarily. And we can see that by the appalling voter turnouts in Canada and the United States, and maybe even by just looking at those governments themselves. And, you know, I'm not even going to get into voting machines here. It's important to remember and mention that in the Greek polis, good citizens were marked by Parhesia and could be counted on it. Maybe I'm being optimistic, but I think that if in modern day people actually held themselves to this concept, maybe changes could be made, and perhaps this complacency we've fallen into would go away. Maybe it wouldn't, but maybe it would, because, you know, I just think that the worst thing you can do, especially politically, and especially on a mass level, is have so many people unsatisfied with the people that are supposed to represent them and run the country in their name. And, you know, if people live by Parhesia and felt morally obligated to speak their mind, maybe things would change, because maybe there would be, you know, people would feel mobilized and, you know, want to be a part of a change. But like I said, maybe I'm being optimistic and that wouldn't happen. But anyway, Parhesia also has a few sister terms which complement it, namely Ecclesia, which is the assembly of the people, so it's basically us as voters. And then there's Isagoria, which is where all citizens have the right to speak, which is basically the same as Parhesia, minus, you know, it's not a moral obligation, it's a right. Isopsephia is the citizens all have the same weight with their votes. And then there's Insomnia, which is the equality of citizens in front of the law. And I think these terms are also appealing to me because they represent the foundations of our current societies, however imperfect they are. And I just think it's really, maybe not necessary, but I find it fascinating to know the history and roots of, you know, why the things are the way they are these days, you know, where we were founded and why, and what these things mean, you know, because our lives and our societies have been shaped by this, you know, even if we've kind of gotten off track a little bit from the original ideas. This is why we're here, this is our basis. So I think it's really interesting. Anyway, this is Parhesia signing off from a BTS member podcast. See you later.